So it turns out that we were growing so fast, we had to divide her job into two roles. Okay, she didn't like that because now she realized, like, holy shit, I guess I'm not top dog. Well, this didn't sit good. This went on for weeks. She didn't like the fact that more people were hired. She came back and she said an ultimatum. She's like, listen, she's like, either I want my old role back and I want to do all this or I'm walking. And I looked at her and was like...
You're listening to the Angry Designer Podcast, where we help frustrated graphic designers crush all the industry BS and learn what it takes to charge what you're worth and build badass rewarding careers. In this part two of how to land a job promotion, we're going to focus specifically on the ask itself. You're going to learn what not to do when asking for a job promotion. You're going to learn about the six power moves to prepare you for asking for that job promotion. And number three, the no BS guide on how to actually ask for that promotion. No self-reflecting, no convincing, and no begging. So grab yourself that drink and sit back and relax, or hang on to that steering wheel and prepare for that job promotion you're going to get. Or better yet, buckle down and get to work so you can earn that job promotion.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Should we give her the sniffer?
Oh my God, it smells like rubbing alcohol.
Woo, okay. She's powerful.
So we're trying, we're back to that Canadian task, okay?
All right.
Something under $50 and something Canadian. So we're trying something called Grace Bay.
Grace Bay.
Okay, and there's a catchphrase on here. It says, a curious collab between something in the water and Niagara Falls craft distilleries.
Something in the water.
That's what I smell.
E. coli. Here we go. Oh, wait a minute. It's very rummy.
Wow, eh? It's got like that really spicy after kick. This is like almost like I'm having a cinnamon heart.
Yes.
Right? You can taste that?
Yeah. Ooh. And it didn't even burn.
Really? It's burning me right now.
Oh,
is it?
Oh, okay. Oh, it was fine.
Yeah, you're liking it? Well, for me, it's a little...
It smells horrid.
But oh, yeah. And to me, it tastes horrid. You know, okay. I know. Oh,
that's not good.
This is a leave it on the shelf type of thing for me. When you can finish.
I guess. Well, we'll see how a couple more sips go, but...
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, so it's definitely sharp. It's got that... you know, I can taste that whole rum cast
about. Taste that.
Right? And there's again, maybe it's not... But see, you're saying it's sweet. I'm actually burning. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, I'm not digging this at all. So it's rye whiskey. It's called Rum Kissed. I think it's neat.
Rum Kissed.
And the logo... Okay, I love this.
I think rum fucked, maybe. Should we?
I don't know if you can make that out, but it looks like a little fish with a top hat on. Can you see that?
Wait a second. Hold on.
Jump on your glasses, buddy. It looks like you know, Charlie the Tuna, except with a little top hat.
He's got a top hat. That's cute.
Yes.
He must be the something from the water element of
this. Yeah, yeah. And looking at him now, that's what I'm tasting.
It tastes like fish. Yeah. Well, yeah, they can't all be winners.
They can't all be winners, can they? Which kind of brings us on to this next thing,
you
right?
know, I was just thinking.
Were you?
Yes, because
how would you roll that in,
John? There's bad ideas. You've got a lot of bad ideas on how to ask for a raise. So there's a lot of bad ideas when it comes to making whiskey here in Canada.
So if you guys remember two episodes ago, we talked about, you know, how to get promoted. You know, for, you know, graphic designers, how to get promoted within your company, whether you're in an agency or whether you're in-house, right?
Yeah.
And then I said, you know, you come back and then we're going to talk about the ask part. So over there, we talked about expectations, what bosses are really looking for, you know, and what you can do to improve your job, which we'll cover quickly here.
Yeah.
But today we're gonna just nail in on the ask.
Yes.
Okay. We are just gonna hit it hard headed. You know, like just you know, what does it take then to actually get through? And like you know, is there a way to do it right? You one would think that you would just go ask.
Well, this is the thing.
That's probably the worst thing you could do.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, there's certain ways you have to ask, right?
Right, right.
And that's what I meant. Your ideas are good, but the approaches that people do are bad. That's what I should clarify that.
Kind of like this whiskey.
Yes, exactly. Execution.
Not so much. Yeah. Yes, needless to say.
Yeah. I don't know whether a rum barrel is probably the best idea. Although, it's not terrible. I don't think I wouldn't say I like it, but I don't hate it either.
Oh man, I feel like I'm just drinking rubbing alcohol. But hey, that's not my thing, right?
You were never a rum guy.
No, I was not a rum guy. You're right.
I think that's what I'm getting from that.
Needless to say, you know, it's not as easy as just like, you know, hey boss, could I get a raise? Yeah. Hey boss, can I get a promotion? And I think that's, you know, people need to realize that, you know, this is all something that you've got to work towards. Mm-hmm. And there isn't this expectation. Like we talked about this sense of entitlement where people are just like, well, shit, shouldn't I just get the job? Mm-hmm. Shouldn't I just get a promotion? I've been here for long enough. There's like a lot of, you know, challenge. Like, I mean, you've got other people to compete against. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got your own self that you've got to be aware of. And I mean, I think people are just kind of blind to the fact that some people deserve promotions.
Yep.
Others, like, I'm sorry. Like, it's just, no, it's not in your future. Not, you know, you're doing a great job at what you're doing, but that doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, hey, and that's for the ones that do a good job.
Yes.
We're not even talking about the ones that do a shitty job.
Or, yeah, exactly.
Or just, you know, do they just, you know, pass the line?
But that's the one. Those are the entitled ones I think you're thinking of. Yeah, where it's like they just do the exact, just what they're asked and nothing more, never poke their head up above or raise their hand for anything good or anything above what they want to do, right?
And yet those are still the people that will ask for the promotion.
They will, yeah, because they believe they are up for a promotion.
Yes, exactly. So for those people,
yes.
Let me share, you know, 10 tips, okay? You know, 10 things that not to do.
Do not do this
when asking for a promotion. Because while, you know, we are here to help, you know, get the best of you get up there, don't do it this way, right?
This might be a good way to find it, realize the place that you're in and you need to kind of step it up a little bit.
Exactly, right? So number one, okay, do not do this. Do not ambush your boss for promotion, right?
Oh, yeah, cornered.
Don't corner him, right? Don't while you're passing him down the hall, hey, by the way, let me ask you something, you know? Or, you know, you catch him in the elevator. Yeah,
make him roll down his window and he's in his car.
His car right hey,
boom, 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 boom. I think I deserve a raise.
Or better yet, you know, you just wait outside the bathroom door for when he and he or she comes. I'm sure that's going to go well, right?
The shitter ambush. I love it.
But I mean, you know, again, it's by catching them off guard like that, you know, it's only going to backfire in so many ways, right? Like they're, you know, what's going to happen is they'll kind of be like, what?
Yeah.
Okay. Their mind is obviously somewhere else, right? It's not in the right mind space for this. It's not going to work out right for you.
Right.
Even though this might be something that's on your mind, but it's definitely not something on mine. I mean, they just came out of the bathroom. They just, they just got off the phone with their wife or something or husband or kid. Jeez. Yes.
It's the timing is everything in this.
Well, yeah, you know what? And that's it, right? Number two.
Yes.
Okay. Avoid the passive aggressive email. Okay. You know, don't be like, hey, I've been here for 5 years and still no promotion. Like, what's up with that? Right? Like, that just doesn't go over well, period. Okay. Yeah. Despite the fact that everybody hates passive aggressive people.
This is true.
On a whole.
Yeah.
Okay. From a boss's perspective, it seems very immature.
Yes.
Okay. Joking or not.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. If you can't tell the difference that it's a joke or not, that shows that you know, you're just not mature enough to handle a promotion.
Yeah.
It's not very professional. It creates tension between you, the boss, the situation. You know, it doesn't accurately address the problem.
No.
Okay. That you're trying to do. And, you know, and it just shows that you have this lack of self-awareness, you know, to do something as foolish as that. Like passive aggressive anything doesn't work, let alone trying to use it for, you know, your own personal sake to get a job. Like it's just, you're just not mature enough to handle it.
Yeah, exactly. It's totally the wrong way to do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like, it almost makes you sound like a joke. Like you're not serious about it. Hey, you know, I've been here for 5 years. Well, if you're not that serious and you're making a joke about it or whatever, you're passing around, then you don't deserve a raise.
Yes, you have been here for that long.
Good for you.
Thank you. Number three.
Yeah.
Okay. Do not do this. No desk post-its, you know, requests, you know, like, hey, write it down, leave it, you know, like as a little, hey, promotion, please, with a little emoji it, right? It's just kind of like a, hey, here's a cute little thing or just leave little notes or just like, No, yeah, right? Like this terrible. Just kind of falls underneath that whole informal requests, yes. right? Which is what you don't do, right? Like you don't, whether it's a post-it note, right? This can kind of go back to even asking, you know, casually in an email, in a messenger, right? Like when it's informal like this, the seriousness of what you want to get out of this just isn't delivered properly.
Right.
And granted, some of you, you know, it doesn't mean you have to be a serious person in order to get a promotion. God knows I am not. You know, a serious person when it comes to this stuff. But there's certain times that you need a level of seriousness, right? And when it comes to promotion and stuff, you kind of want to go in and act mature.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to like try to make it cutesy or jokey or have fun with this.
Yeah.
Kind of avoid that shit altogether.
Yeah, that seems like something that could get lost in the mix anyway, even if you were serious about that, which is stupid. That's a bad idea.
Agreed.
But like a post-it note on or a messenger, you know, I'd like a raise through messenger. How many messages do you get in a day?
Dude, I have employees that are like, Moss angry at me? He hasn't responded. To my messenger in days.
Exactly, right?
So you messaged me? What?
Well, that's, you know, there's a lot of shit that goes through.
Absolutely,
right? So you're going to miss that kind of
absolutely,
stuff.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, so don't do that.
That's
okay?
A terrible idea.
So no level, you know, keep it a little bit more formal if you can,
more,
right?
Yeah.
Nothing too informal. Number four, don't, and I can't stress this enough, do not use office gossip as leverage to get a promotion. You know, you don't approach your boss and be like, hey, I heard somebody might be leaving and there might be an opportunity here. Or I heard Karen pissed off the last person and she's being canned. I'd be perfect for, you know, you just don't want to go there, right? Again, this kind of goes back to it undermines your professionalism in the situation, right? Who the hell would want to promote somebody to work closer to them? You know, if they bring this kind of energy to the table, especially gossip.
Yeah.
Some people love that shit, but dude,
it's so funny that I find that hilarious that people think talking shit about somebody else is going to make you look better.
Right. And it's true.
It's so
people
weird.
Are like this.
Yes, I know. That's such a crazy concept for me.
No. Yeah. It's like that, you know, you downplay other people in thinking that it's going to help you out, but really in the end, it just makes you look like a jerk.
Yeah.
I like that better. All right. Okay. Number five.
Yeah.
Avoid. And I have to stress this. Okay. Mm. Avoid an ultimatum, you know, or any sort of idle threats.
Ooh.
Okay. And I don't mean like you're going to bomb their house or burn their car or kick their puppy or something like that.
Kidnap your son.
But this whole, hey, you know what? If I don't get a promotion, I'm walking. I'm out of here. Right. Yeah. You never, ever, ever do that to somebody. Right. Because again, you don't know. Okay. Number one, it doesn't just harm your job, but it can harm the career thereafter. Because you're first off, you never want that reputation getting out there.
That's
that
a bridge lit on fire.
Oh man. Right.
Yes.
But I mean, there's so many factors involved that by throwing something like this out there just means that you're obviously unaware. You don't know the situation of the company, the situation of the boss, situation, you know, of just, you know, that moment in time, you know, and then number B, no boss, okay, wants to relinquish that kind of control to an employee.
Yes,
okay?
True.
All of a sudden, you're doing good that. Point. You're basically saying, hey, I'm now in charge. And if you're not doing this, I'm walking.
Yeah, yeah. You just hold the whole company hostage, basically.
Dude, I had a girl, I remember.
This happened?
And it did happen. It absolutely did happen.
Oh,
but, you know, similar context in the sense of she went on pregnancy leave.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We were growing at a very fast pace. Mm-hmm. Okay. No problem. Pregnancy leave, obviously support that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, when she came back, her job, when she left pregnancy leave, she obviously was able to do a lot more because we were just starting out. We weren't in that. We were in growth mode. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it turns out that we were growing so fast. We had to divide her job into two roles.
Jesus.
Okay. We did because then all of a sudden it became apparent that it's just like, this is too much for one person to handle, no matter who that person was.
Right.
She came back. She didn't like that.
Oh.
Okay, she didn't like that because now she realized, like, holy shit, like, it's not, I guess I'm not top dog, but it wasn't even an issue of top dog because we've always run flat, right? And it was like, no, we had to do that because it was too much work and we need you full-time on design, not design and buying, selling media and all that shit, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this didn't sit good. This went on for weeks. She didn't like the fact that more people were hired. She came back and she said an ultimatum. She's like, listen, she's like, either I want my old world back and I want to do all this or I'm walking. And I looked at her and was like,
see ya.
Okay.
Oh,
you're gone. I was like, see it. Like literally, I was like, okay, no problem. Right.
Yeah.
The look on her face because I think she was in serious. I think she was trying to call my bluff. And it didn't work. And it was just, and again, it just showed her lack of maturity. She was being selfish.
Yeah.
We were in growth mode. And, you know, I in no way did I give her any less of a job. I let her focus on stuff that she wanted to do, which is design. I paid her exactly the same, right? It was just like, hey, come on back in. Here's your role. Here's your job. Here's your fucking desk still. The way you left it, you know?
Okay, wait a second. So she went away working two jobs, essentially.
Yeah.
Came back.
Yeah.
Had one job, the best part the of her part job.
Of it.
Yeah, and she's still.
Control factor, dude. It was the control. She wanted that control. And that's she insane. Realized. She realized. And again, it wasn't intentional. It wasn't that, you know, her, she was any less important.
Yeah.
She was probably more important because I needed her as a full time designer now.
Right. So you put her on her strengths.
Yeah.
The best part of it. Yes. Yes.
But then I guess she saw that as, I don't know. I don't know. Wow. But she was threatened or insecure, or that there was other people now, and the company was growing. In all fairness, like we hired like six people by the time she was then in that time period. She was gone.
Yeah.
Shit. So yeah. Needless to say, it backfired.
Yeah,
it backfired
big on her. Time.
And this was the same person that she then went to another job and said, "Hey, I can probably get you some customers from them if you." Well, you don't think that person called me up and was like, "Hey." By the way, I just interviewed, you know, so-and-so. She said she was going to bring me some of your customers. I was like, really? Is that how it works? Needless to say, she didn't get that job either. Oh, man. I've had tall shapes, sizes, colors.
I've never heard that story before. That is alarming. It's alarming that somebody who's off for, was this 6 weeks or 6 months or was this a year?
No, it was 9 months.
It was 9 months.
9 months.
So someone who
No, it was a year.
It's a year.
Oh, sorry, 9 months of pregnancy. Yeah, it was a year.
It's a year. Yeah,
you're right. You're right. 100%.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then to say, after you've had to cut or bring up, get the slack.
Yep.
Caught up there with that, and then it's to say that you need to replace me.
You need to. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Wah wah wah. Woo wee. Yeah. That is insane. That's whoa.
Yeah. All right. Number six. Needless to say, she got fucked. Number six.
Yes.
Number six.
Good.
Okay. Well, number five, just don't do that, guys. Okay.
Yeah, don't,
ultimatums. Yeah. Ultimately,
ultimatums.
No ultimatums.
Yeah.
Number six. Okay. No public callouts in a meeting. Okay. In a meeting, out in the open, something, you know, don't sit there and be like, "Hey guys, I think I deserve to get promoted." Right, guys? Right?
Yeah.
Hey,
in front of the whole crew.
Right in front of everybody. Public meeting. Yeah, because unfortunately, promotions aren't generally like a committee decision by your peers.
By your peers.
It's usually your boss or management. And sometimes people think that, you know, power of the people will help them get a raise.
Wow.
But the reality is that's the quickest way to get out of a situation.
Big
get
time.
Out of that job. So Jeez. Do not try to do any sort of public call outs or hope that your peers will run to your side and promote you because
you know, ain't going to happen. So what do they expect? Like everybody else to say, yeah, give her
Give him a raise. Make sure
do it,
you know
do
what. Take money from me and give it to him. I like to do it. Oh, shit. Okay, the whiskey's kicking in finally.
Oh, see, it's not bad.
Oh no, it's gross. But it's whiskey.
The more I drink, the better I like it.
Mm. Number seven. Do not do this when asking or preparing to ask for promotion. Kiss ass.
Oh.
Do not kiss. Bosses recognize this. Management recognize.
You got beautiful eyes, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, bud. Ain't helping you here, though, man.
Oh, damn it.
No, okay. Yeah, but I mean, right. Again, really? it's like you don't even start going down that because, again, you see it clear as day. All of a sudden, people are very complimentary. That bosses don't want yes people.
Oh.
Management doesn't want yes people. We want people who are critical thinkers, who can think for themselves. Definitely not people who agree. And even more so, I mean, people who just, you do not kiss ass and become overly flattery towards your, you know, thinking that that's going to help you in any which way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
Even in a joking way, even be like, oh, come on, you're the best boss in the world. You can help me get a promotion, right? Don't just stay away from that shit, okay? Like, seriously, sincere flattery, you know, sincere, you know, compliments, stuff like this. You know, it's unprofessional.
Yeah.
You know, you can give somebody a high five. dude, I saw what you did. That's awesome. You know, I walked by your desk today. I was like, what is that 90s thing? Right? Kissing your ass, right? That's high five, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not like, Sean, you're awesome, man. I could always count on you, buddy. Yeah. It's not what it's about.
Yeah, the heart bubbles coming out.
Yeah, right. Number eight, do not do this. Okay. Do not avoid at all costs comparing yourself to others. Okay. Again, you know, if Sean gets promoted and he got promoted and I deserve to get promoted.
Oh.
Because again, this isn't a promotion by committee, by group. It's not like you all equally get through the ranks together. Because again, you don't know their stories. You don't know what they've taken on to do this. You don't know what they've excelled at behind closed doors, right? And whatever, nothing creepy like that.
But other
books. You know what I mean, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's like you can't compare yourself to anybody else. Because again, that just shows immaturity.
Yeah.
All right. The fact that you absolutely have no idea what the hell's going on. And again, it goes back to being unprofessional. Yeah. I don't want that kind of person. That's not why you get a promotion.
Yeah, exactly. It's your own personal strength, what you bring to the table, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's all. I think you meant for a minute there, like David Carson's worth $51 million. So I should at least get a $60K bump.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
But I see what you're saying. It's like,
you're this David, is aren't your, you? Your peers. Yeah.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Right?
No, yeah, I'm so good. I've compared myself to David Carson.
Number nine, okay. Do not get people under pressure
okay.
to give you a raise.
Yep.
No end of the year, last minute, you know, quick reviews. Hey, it's, you know, the end of the year is coming up. You know, it's time. Can I get a promotion? Like, it doesn't work like that, okay? Promotions aren't, you know, high speed, you know, like quick, you know, rash decisions. Yeah, let's do it. You get a raise and you get a raise and you get a raise. That's not how it works. So approaching them at the end of the year, you know, using that kind of calendar as anything means nothing.
Yeah.
You know, asking them, you know, to try to make a rush decision on something like this, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's kind of stupid.
You know, you don't want to, again, this kind of goes back to that whole idea of almost cornering somebody and almost pressuring your boss and kind of being like giving them that idea that, hey, it's like we can make this happen, right? Because that's not why bosses promote people. Yeah. And that's what we talked about in that last episode. If you really want to know, it's what you bring to the table. It's how you can help the team. What have you done?
Yeah.
You know, not this whole, hey, it's time, it's due. Yeah. You know, it's the end of the year.
You're going to bump up the budget for another $10,000. You might as well throw my raise in there.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. That's exactly it.
Yeah. That's stupid.
And number 10 on this, okay, and this is most important, and unfortunately, I think a lot of people do this, and they don't even realize they do it. They bring personal problems into the mix, okay? You don't start talking about how, you know, it's more expensive out there, how times are getting tougher, how your cat's sick and now needs a freaking ACL surgery done or something like that. It's, you know, unfortunately, personal problems have nothing to do with, you know, like your career and getting promoted.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, you've gotten yourself in a shitty situation. You know, my father made a fucking amazing, he told me something that was just like awesome. And, you know, so he worked for somebody a long time ago, right? And this goes back like 50 years ago, right? 60 years ago.
Jeez.
And he was like, listen, you know, wife, I got kids, you know, I need to make more money. Can I get a raise? Mm. And the guy, the boss, he was just like, you know what, Benny? He goes, I love you. You're a good worker. He goes, I can't pay you anymore.
Yes.
Because you're already at the top of what you do.
Yeah.
But what I can do is if you want more money, you can come in on the weekends and put in extra hours and you can get money. And it's true. And my father did that.
I'm guessing he did that. Yes.
Absolutely. Because he was legitimate. He was young. You know, they were a young couple. And, you know, he wasn't getting that raise, not because he was a bad employee, just because, again, he couldn't show favoritism. He couldn't do anything. He was at the top of where he could be.
Yeah.
But if he needed more money, he was offering him the money. Just, you know, work more. That's all.
Yeah. Right?
And that's what happened. And he happily did it. And it did. It helped him out of that jam. And for a little while, for, you know, a couple of years, he did work extra time on the weekends, sometimes at nights. Yeah. And again, my dad retired at like 50. So he did right. You know, he did right in that sense. But, you know, so, you know, your personal problems have no... what's the word? Is it really no reflection to, you know, or
forbearance?
I don't know. It doesn't pay towards, it's not a reason why you should be getting a promotion, right?
Exactly.
And that's the sad problem.
But something like that, like that's a great workaround. Like your father's boss obviously saw the value in what he brought to the table.
Yes.
He's like, I would pay you if I had that kind of thing. And there is some part to that that's kind of lost on this generation, I think, too.
It could very well be. You know, I have done that to employees here. And yeah. I have done it to one because we have an employee right now. And she said that she's saving up. She wants to buy a house. Mm-hmm. She's already at the top of her game. And she's mm-hmm. great work. I can't take that away from her. And she already did get a promotion. But it's not like I can just magically give her more money.
I don't have it.
But what I did do, what I did do is there was an opportunity that came through for freelance gig that was too small for us. And, right. and I told the customer, I said, listen, it's too small for us. The budget, I can't help you here.
But I can however, farm this out.
I was honest. I said, however, I have an employee who is you know, in a state right now where she's working harder. She wants more work.
Yep.
She might take this on after hours and weekends if you're game for it. So now she's getting, you know, part-time money on the side at a really good rate.
Nice.
So it's there. If people are willing to there are options available, right? Yeah. But unfortunately, life problems don't, you know, you can't expect a promotion in order to get you out of a life jam.
Yes. Yes, that's true. Yeah. That's true. That's not if you think that is going to solve your problems, forget it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. No, yeah, it ain't going to happen in that. Yeah, exactly. And it didn't in this situation. So, so this, you know, these are 10, and I love we joke about this.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of people think this way and they think that, you know, this is how I'm going to do it, but they're not realizing, you know, what you have to do to get that promotion.
Right.
So what we talked about last week, I think, or 2 weeks ago, was the six power moves to elevate your career, right? And this was important, right? Because again, it was, if you actually want to be promoted in your job, in your company, you know, in what you do, right? We said, do six things, right? Mm. Number one, own the space that you're in within the company.
Yep.
Okay. So be the expert. Okay. Be that go-to person in your company for something that makes a difference in that company, whether it's a new skill set, whether it's client knowledge, right? Whether it's a process, own that role, right? Because then, you know, you will become that expert in that role. Yep. And this shows that you're constantly willing to grow and evolve and learn. You know, your knowledge is growing. That looks good in the boss's eyes, right?
Yeah,
so that's power move number one.
Big time.
Power move number two, show results, not just effort. Again, working hard is what you're expected to do. Mm-hmm. It's a fucking job. Nobody hires somebody to work kind of casually. That's not how this works. If I need a job done, I expect somebody to do that job, right? But I mean, again, that's just the effort part, right? Mm-hmm. But show results, right? Like show the impact of what you're doing, you know, find, you know, measurable results and achievements that what you're contributing to thereafter, right?
Yeah.
And then focus on really high impact tasks, right? Mm-hmm. And they're not just for customers related, but even company related. Yeah. Show how you can save the company money, how you can introduce something new to the company, right? Something that's of high measure.
Yes.
Not just hard work, because in all fairness, hard work is kind of like coming to the table. If you want job security, work hard.
Yes.
So that's number two. Nice. Power move number three.
Ooh.
Ditch the whole humble pie bullshit. Okay. Oh, brag, shucks. But brag smartly.
Yeah.
So I always recommend everybody to be humble and to be, you know, a good graphic designer. You need to be humble.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean that you don't take credit for what you've done. Now, just don't be a jerk about it. Don't walk around being like, hey, customer, you know, got
you want
higher open rate than they did. Yeah. And it's all me, man. I got them an extra 5% open.
Keep flapping that contract in front of everybody's face. Look at your boss.
That's what we're talking about, right? But the thing is, you need to promote yourself smartly, internally, right? And visibly, right? Talk about, you know, hey, guess what? The customer did this. And you know, hey, we got some better returns. Always throw in that we bullet, right? That we bomb, right? Because as soon as you throw we in there,
it's not
it sounds
you.
Like you've done it for the company.
That's right.
Big difference.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But, you know, rest of the whole, it was you who did that.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it up in meetings, but not me. You know, it's just like, hey, we had a new idea. Hey, well, what about this? When you know, when I tried this for them last month, it got them these results. How about if we try it again this month and maybe put a spin on it? All of a sudden, you're still injecting yourself into those results, right? So this is where it's like brag smartly.
Yes.
Okay. Don't be a jerk about it. Don't be arrogant about it.
Yeah, it's not you.
But, you know, brag, so it's just, again, you just be effective with your achievements. That's all, right?
Right. Yeah.
Power move number four.
Ooh.
Be a problem solver, not a task doer.
Mm.
Okay. And again, what I mean by that is, you know, proactively look for problems that you could potentially solve, not just with customers, but even bigger things like the company, right? I love it. Like today, somebody came up to me and, you know, she went on and said, hey, listen, you know, I was thinking that, you know, a lot of the e-newsletters that we're building lately have been for desktop, but I just noticed that, you know, there's a good chance that, you know, more people are opening these up in their mobile device, you know. Do you mind if I approach it in a mobile first way instead, and I'll do it mobile, and then this, and then this way, if it looks good on a mobile device, you know, they'll probably get better open rates, blah, blah, blah. Yep. And then it'll, I was like, yes,
yeah,
go with it. Yes. I appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you. Good thinking.
Perfect.
Right. She solved a huge problem. Mm-hmm. Okay. And again, remember, it's like, you know, she's learning that role. She's owning that one expertise, and now she's bringing problems to the table, right? She's solving it. So you have to do that, right? Propose new ways to find improvements in the process, in the organization, and how you guys actually turn stuff out. Yeah. Right. So that's number four.
Yeah.
Power move. Number five. Mm. Demand feedback, not an annoying feedback, because everybody, you know, like, did I do a good job? That's not what we're talking about, right? But, you know, ask for feedback, but more for self-improvement, and let them know that the feedback you want is for continuous improvement in yourself. How you did this for the team? Did this work out? How did this work out, right? That's a whole different kind of feedback, because what you're doing is you're asking for feedback to help you improve moving forward, not to tell you how great of a job you did.
Exactly. You know, back in the old days, your mom should have hung shit on the fridge, so you should be past that stage by this point.
That was then. This is now, right? And that's not what this is about.
No.
This is basically your way of trying to demonstrate that you still want, you know, you're committed to growth. You're not just stagnating.
You want to get better. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Right. And this is the kind of feedback that we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Ask for it. Be like, hey, let me know, you know, did this do better? How can I do better? What else can I do to make that customer happy?
Yes.
This is cool. This is the kind of stuff that bosses want to hear.
Big time.
These kind of people that we want to, you know, promote.
This is true. And this happens all the time. Like, again, that 90s thing that I was doing when you came by and you said, yeah, you take off that drop shadow shit because you already got the drop shadow. And I was like, Yes. That's right. That makes sense.
Right.
It's one of those things that's just like, yeah, I didn't see it. I was too in it. Yeah. But somebody walking by.
And it's just like, boom, there you go. That's right? It's just easy.
Yeah.
It's the self-improvement part, right? That people want to see.
That's cool.
And then power move number six, in order to move towards getting a promotion, is leverage your wins and turn the small victories into big promotions. And what I mean by that is, right, when you start getting this whole momentum going, right? You got one win, you get a second win, you get a third. So all these are stepping stones for bigger opportunities, right? Don't just have one win and just let it fall to the side.
Then,
have another win.
Yeah.
Fall just to the side.
Rest on that win.
No. You want to take these collectively and grow them into bigger opportunities.
Keep winning.
Okay. Yeah. So these are the six power moves that you want to do. Nice. Okay. Now in that last one, you know, we mentioned a little bit more about collect all the data, make sure you have all your information, right? And grow this, because now comes the big part.
Mm-hmm.
Now comes asking for the promotion.
Yes.
Okay. And this is, we already talked about what you don't do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We talked about, you know, what, you know, the power moves that you should be doing before the promotion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know what? This is just a no BS guide to how the hell to do this. Okay.
Yes.
I'm not going to keep this fancy. I'm not going to, you know, there's so many things online that are just, and just like, it just shakes my head. I'm like, I don't understand how people actually believe this crap.
You could read one thing. Some guy's telling you one thing. Some guy's telling you another thing. It's the exact opposite. It's like,
yeah,
I this is crazy. But no, this is how you do it.
This is how you do it, right?
No
Number
BS.
One. Yeah. Okay. Reflect on your achievements. Okay.
Mm.
This is time to get real with yourself. Okay. Honestly, take a hard look at what you fucking accomplished. Okay. List out the big things that you've done. Focus on the, you know, the quantifiable results that you should have been collecting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If it actually, you know, turned into increasing revenue for the company, mm-hmm. for the customer, right? Did it improve efficiency? Did it make something better for the team? Like, take an honest look. Okay. Because this is about real impact to the company,
right?
Not fluff. Okay. Yeah. Don't just sit there and think, hey, you know what, for the past month I've been staying an extra 10 minutes late, I hope the boss noticed. I'm gonna ask for a raise now, because guess what, that's not gonna happen, right? That's not what this is about. This is like, actually sit back and be honestly like, do I even deserve this promotion, or am I just being a fucking pansy ass who just, you know, it's kind of like sassy and I'm just like, oh, it's time.
It's been 6 months,
jeez. By 12, I should be VP. So, you know, number one, reflect on those achievements and really, really pull everything together and be honest with yourself. Do I deserve this?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number two, you have to pick the right moment on when to do this. Okay.
Right.
Be aware of what the hell's going on. Did you guys just win a new customer? Did you guys just lose a customer? You know, did people cut their budgets? Is there this looming recession in the future that everybody's like, oh God, everybody's marketing budgets are going to get tight. You know, there's the right time to ask for something like this. Yep. Right. So you need to be aware of what it's everything. Timing's everything, right? You don't, you know, ambush your boss during a crisis, right?
Right.
Right. Or you don't want to catch them off guard as they're coming out of the bathroom, okay? In all fairness, exactly. Right? You need to make sure you choose a time when what you did, your achievements are showcased, they're front and center. You know, you've compiled them, you've taken advantage of that leveraging of the multiple little wins. And then, you know, that's when you want to start, you know, considering on like bringing this to everybody's attention, because now you're already kind of like the star in everybody's eyes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's important.
Yeah. Big time.
Number three. Okay. Schedule a formal meeting. Okay. Yes. And when I say formal, you know, like don't show up suit, tie, this, that, but actually ask for a meeting. Don't just, you know, walk in the office and be like, hey, can I have a minute of your time?
Yeah.
Because a minute.
You're working or you got a meeting coming up. Sometimes I'm an idiot too. Mm. I walk in and you're fucking in a meeting. Hey, dude, how's your weekend?
I know. He does. Like,
sometimes I'm kind of tone deaf on stuff like that. Yeah, but yeah,
but I mean, again, smarter, but. I don't mind about those types of things, but if you had something serious to talk about,
that's exactly it. That's not a good time.
Yeah, right? And that's exactly it. It's, you know, this requires a level of professionalism, right? Yeah. And if you want them to take you serious, then you've got to be like, hey, I actually need some of your dedicated time. I need your attention. I don't need you in between meetings. I need you to give me 15 minutes, give me 20 minutes, give me half an hour, whatever it takes, right?
Yeah.
But keep it professional.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can reassure them it's not like you're leaving or anything.
Yeah,
you know, you can, because I mean, again, that's the first thing that goes through my mind is, oh, shit, am I going to lose them? You know, you can go there, but, you know, like, again, you want to make sure that, you know, you want their full attention.
Yes.
And that's what you just want to reiterate. I just need your attention and you're busy and I know you're busy, but I need, you know, 15 minutes of your time, half an hour of your time, okay?
Yeah.
Number four, okay, once you do have that, you highlight the impact of your achievements.
Right.
Okay. So again, it's not like, hey, I'm now taking out the garbage every week without being asked. I am now, you know, opening the door for people because I'm nice. No. Like, you want to actually highlight the, you know, what you've done that's tangible to the company. Hey, listen, you know, by me doing this, you know, the company has now gotten these kind of clients and we're now taking care of this. And I'm now bringing in, you know, an extra $100,000 worth of work that I'm doing for you. And, you know, all you guys are doing is basically approving it and going, like, you know, like, you want to bring things that make people go, wow, like, yes, this person is doing a very good job. They're working hard and they're making us even more money, or they're getting more shit done there. Because again, it is still a business. And, you know, the money that you help make doesn't go into that your boss's pocket. It goes into everything.
Exactly.
And that's the bigger picture. You need to show that, you know, like, what you're doing is making a difference, not just in his pocket, but in everything. The bigger picture, of course.
That's right. That's right.
So again, you know, ideally, if you can get to the point where you're basically showing them you've paid for your promotion by doing all these extra things that you did in the power moves, number one to six, okay, then it's pretty much a no-brainer at that point, okay? Yeah. Number five. Okay, number five, not much left here. Present your case clearly. Okay. Don't beat around the bush, right? You know, like, you want to make sure you start the conversation with, you know, a confident, strong, clear statement, okay, of what your intention is, you know, what you're looking for. You're not going to, don't beat around, well, you know, I've been putting in extra work, and don't be wishy-washy, don't be meek about this. I've
been opening doors for people.
Yeah, and, you know, right. Taking out the garbage, you know, saying hi.
No, right? Own that shit.
You own that shit. Like, and I'm not, don't be an ass, don't be a bitch.
Yeah.
You know, don't come off as being, you know, brash and in a wall, right? Yeah. But be confident about it, right? Yes. Within your personality's sake, right?
Yeah.
You know, like, obviously, you know, how you've had positive impact on the company, right? Here's your plan that you want to propose. You feel like, you know, you've got a new role and you're ready for that new role. Mm-hmm. What's it going to take? You know, what do they want to see? Because this is how you've already contributed to this.
Yeah.
Basically, present your case to the point where it's like, they're like, holy shit, if this person was to leave, we're going to lose all that. We're going to have to now take all this extra work and do it ourselves.
Yeah.
We're going to have to try to divide it. It's not going to work as good, right?
Exactly.
But again, this is where it's like, you have to show your confidence, because then you're showing that, you know, you've worked for this, you've thought this through, you've built this, okay? And they'd be crazy not to let this go.
Yes, exactly.
Number six, engage in honest dialogue. Okay. And this is, it's not always, you know, sit back and listen and say, yes, 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 yes. Mm-hmm. I'll do it. Right. This is something where it's like, you need to listen and adapt to what's actually the situation. Cause there might be shit going on that you don't know. Mm-hmm. Okay. Maybe, you know, they are losing a customer and you don't know, and they're fighting to keep that customer. Maybe there's an acquisition going on. Yep. Maybe, you know, maybe funds aren't so great because all of a sudden you get a huge tax bill that they don't, exactly. There's a lot of shit that we don't always tell the employees. Yep. Right. So, you know, have that honest dialogue, but at the same time, you know, maybe there's feedback that you won't want to hear, but be open to hearing it. Maybe, you know, be like, guess what? You know what? That job that you think that made us this much money actually lost us money. And this is why,
right.
Yeah. You know, that might be hard to hear, but yeah. Again, this is where you want to encourage an honest, open dialogue between the two. Okay.
Yes.
Because again, you need to be willing to take some constructive criticism here because yep. It, you know, things from the other side maybe didn't go as smooth as you thought they did.
Okay. Yes.
Doesn't mean they're wrong. Doesn't mean that they're assholes.
Yeah.
It just means that there might be a whole other side to it. Maybe that campaign that you thought got an extra 10, 20% open rate actually lost the customer money because mm-hmm. of something else.
Yeah.
Well, all of a sudden that's not necessarily profitable. That wasn't great. You know, yeah. Might've looked great on your side, but not necessarily great on theirs.
Exactly.
So, you know, that what you want to do is you want to make sure that you're open to hearing the other side mm-hmm. and make sure that either, yeah, they're agreeing. Yeah. You know what? You're a rock star and you're killing it everywhere. It's like, well, yeah, but other shit happened that you're not aware of.
Exactly. Three other employees got let go, but you know, yeah. Hey, so there's money in the tank. Then. And yeah, no, yeah, that's yeah. not probably not the reason. Yeah. That three other employees got let go.
Hey, I'll just take one of their paychecks. Yeah, just, I'm good.
No, you're not reading the room here.
That's amazing. Yes, exactly. Yeah,
exactly,
okay?
Right?
So yes. Remember that, okay? And last but not least, okay, once you've done that, once you've had the honest dialogue, you've heard their feedback, right? You know, ask for areas and where you can improve, you brought everything right, then you follow up, okay? Not the next day, okay? Yeah. Give it a week.
Yeah.
Give it 2 weeks. Okay. Yep. Let it take some time. Sometimes shit like this actually takes a little while to yep. kind of, to actually like percolate in the background.
That's
right.
That's right. You but have to kind of make your assessments. And stuff
exactly.
Like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just yeah. all you want to, you don't want to drop the ball.
Exactly.
You don't want to be like, hey, I asked for promotion 6 months ago. Nobody got back to me. Because then that's on you. It's not
that's
on them.
On you. Exactly.
This shit yes. can just end up on a table and yes. the best of intentions mm-hmm. can somehow sometimes go sideways. Yeah, right.
Totally.
You want to make sure that, you know, you want to let them know that you're actively working on things, you know, you took their criticism. Hey, this is how I improved it. Mm-hmm. Hey, that customer's job didn't go as well as I thought it did, mm-hmm. but this is what I'm doing now to improve that. You want to make sure that you're constantly feeding back and letting them know that you're willing to do what it takes to get to that next
exactly.
level. Okay. And yeah. that's what we'd love to see.
Yes.
So there is a process here. Just make sure you follow this. So reflect on your achievements, right? Pick the right time,
yes.
schedule something formal so that we realize how professional and serious you are about mm-hmm. this. Highlight the impact of your work and achievements.
Yep.
Okay. Present your case clearly and confidently.
Yep.
Engage in honest dialogue. Let us know, you know, honestly, and it's a two-way conversation. Mm-hmm. And most importantly, follow up.
Yes.
Okay. Not the next day.
Not the next day.
But follow yeah. up, yeah. right?
Not every hour. How about now? Can I get a raise? How about now?
No. No.
No.
No.
He's a dad of four. Forget it. I tried that. It didn't work.
You know what? Between the power moves.
Yes.
And between this asking, honestly, there is no reason that you shouldn't get an, unless you're working for a crooked company.
Yeah.
Okay. True. But again, expectations are, you know, you're working for the company, mm-hmm. not for your boss, you know, even if, heaven forbid, even if you work directly under the owner, every extra dollar you make, you know, doesn't go in his pocket.
No.
Because it's always, there's so many more things that we're always paying. Man, yes. I would love it if all of a sudden, you know, people get extra money under and I could take it and pocket it. But shit, I would barely see any of that
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. Exactly.
It goes back into everything else that we do.
This is true. This yeah. is the exact same thing. Every time there's a new employee hired, you know, we're growing, but
yeah.
that's an expense to
it's
you.
A huge expense.
Exactly.
Man, we are like, just our payroll is double. What, you know, it from like, if I look at our company like 15 years ago,
exactly.
Holy exactly. right. The payroll is double, not just like double, what the payroll used to be. It's double what our monthly, you know, output used to be.
Exactly.
It's like we used to bill this much and now our payroll is double of just what we used to bill.
Just what you used to bill.
And exactly. I used to think that we were balling back then when we were billing that much. Fuck. Yes. But it's true. The reality is, it's just like there's, you know, we, you know, bosses on a whole, okay, promote people who get shit done.
Yeah.
Okay. And not just their hard workers, because hardworking is just coming to the table. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's people that can help grow. Yep. It's people that can, you know, help us build on the vision. Yep. Okay. And again, it's not just about putting more dollars in our pockets. No. It absolutely, that's probably the last thing on our minds, to exactly. be honest. Exactly. It's about getting shit done and getting it effective and keeping everybody happy, yep. getting results, you know, and getting measurable results. Exactly. So, yeah.
And I think that's what's good about the team that we have here, is because we're all, awesome team. It's like a great band. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We're all together for the greater good of Z Factor. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? There's not a solo flashy person who's like, wanking away. Yeah, you know what I mean?
You're right. We're all
playing for the Z Factor song.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. I like that. Yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's always back to music with this guy.
I know. That's the only thing I can relate to. Other than that, that and design. Yeah? I'm not a boss, so, yeah, you know. That's all good.
Anyway, I think this is an important thing, 'cause I think a lot of people, you know, think it's either a lot simpler mm-hmm. than what we've laid out, or they think it's a lot more complicated than what we've laid
out. Yeah.
But I right. think between last week's episode about being clear with expectations of what people are looking for.
Yeah.
And this about the ask.
Yeah.
Okay. Put these two things together. Yeah. Then you know what? You will be that valuable employee that will continuously get promoted as long as you keep this vibe going, these things in mind. Exactly. This is what we all look for. And I don't care what industry it is.
Yeah. Yeah. This is true. Yeah. If you're the kind of person that, you know, this it's difficult for you to assert yourself. Mm. These are great guidelines that you can use to kind of come out of your shell to, do you know what I mean? Like, cause statistics don't lie. If you have, you know, literal metrics on what you've done to help somebody to grow business, this is perfect.
This is perfect. This is what you need.
You can use that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's numbers. Numbers don't lie.
Numbers don't lie, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Wow, that was a good one.
Well, you guys, let me know if you have any questions on this. If you want straight, honest questions, don't hate on the boss. You know, I will help you understand your boss. If you have questions, don't be scared to reach out.
That's right.
Hit me up on Instagram. You know, hit us up on our website. I'll be happy to answer any questions. You know, I open book when it comes to this kind of shit. You know, and I mean, granted, you know, not all bosses are always, you know, awesome or cool. Sometimes you got some assholes, but the reality is, you know, I think most bosses are looking for the same kind of stuff.
Yes.
So I would be happy to clear any questions, answer any questions you guys may have on anything like this.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes. That's awesome.
All right.
That's
everybody.
Good. Pick the boss's brain.
Pick the boss's brain.
This is the one you want to do.
Yeah. Right. Perfect.
Yes.
My name is Massimo.
My name is Sean.
Stay creative, everybody.
And stay angry.
I feel like I'm losing my mind. Is everybody in the world blind? Please, Lord, give me a sign. A sign.
I want to be the greatest. Everybody on the fake shit. I look around and feel like everybody is the fakest. I make this every day and I'm impatient. Hoping one day I blow up from the basement. Statement, the top is so vacant. I don't hear shit that I think is amazing. Waiting for my day when I'm playing. Sold out shows for 1,000 faces. Hey, give me that crown. Get in my way and you'll be put down. It ain't your place, no, this my town. If I want that shit, then I'll get it right now. I'm losing it, the noose it fits, some loose shit. A stupid myth, you choose to live or choose to dip. You choose to fight or lose your grip and lose a gift. Oh.
I feel like I'm losing my mind. Is everybody in the world blind? Please, Lord, give me a sign. A sign.